So today I have the special privilege to talk about Update 1000. Update 1000. I mean, we started our journey as a Church of the Eternal God 20 years ago. And so now we have reached Update 1000. And I have an editorial in this one. Make sure that we all understand we are not quitting, we're not stopping. We are going on with our task. In fact, the editorial is titled Onward Christian Soldiers. Now, you probably have heard that terminology before. In the editorial, we are saying that, or asking the question, is there any significance to the fact that we have now reached the milestone of 1,000 editions of our weekly updates? And then we say we believe there is, and then, of course, you might have to read the editorial to find out what it might be, and assuming that you haven't already done so. But we assure our readership, we assure all of you at the very end that as we have opportunity, we will continue to do the work and march onward as Christian soldiers, knowing that time is running out. And that is one of the messages we need to proclaim, that time is running out. Now, 20 years ago, I wouldn't have thought that 20 years later we would have Update 1000. I would have thought probably by that time Christ would have already returned. So he hasn't returned yet, but we are drawing ever closer to that eventful situation. Now, I'd like to take a few minutes to read to you what we said in our current events as an introduction, because it gives you a pretty interesting synopsis as to what we're all about when it comes to the current events. We're saying here that for over 20 years, the Church of the Eternal God has been publishing relevant news articles in the light of biblical prophecy, giving our readership an overview of really important developments and where they might lead. We have been warning of the prophesied arrival of a worldwide dictatorship. And if you go back, if you were to go back to our articles 10, 15, whatever years ago, we have already been talking about that. And we say in here, and more recently, we pointed out how the global restrictions and governmental measures in response to the coronavirus pandemic are paving the way for such a dictatorship to form. And I will have a lot to say about this later on today. We continue, we have been closely observing developments in Germany, Austria, and Europe, since it is there where the beast will arrive to begin the Great Tribulation. Since he will work hand in hand with the false prophet, and since there will be a European collaboration between church and state, we have been focusing on developments pointing to such an occurrence. As especially the downfall of the United States and Britain and their hostile relationship with continental Europe have been prophesied, our news articles have been focusing on events such as the Brexit, which we have announced to occur long before it actually did, as well as more recently the shaky relationship between the United States and Europe under Bush, Trump, and Biden, in combination with the catastrophic politics of the Biden administration, accelerating America's demise domestically and internationally, and I will talk about that too in a moment. We have been regularly addressing the developments in the Middle East, with special emphasis on Israel, as especially Israel will be in the forefront of the coming fulfillment of end-time prophecies. And in addition, we have been watching the growing collaboration between Russia, China, and other Far Eastern nations in opposition to continental Europe, which will lead to a future nuclear war between these power blocks. Are we aware of the fact that a nuclear war is going to break out? Not just between Europe and the United States, but also between Europe and the Far Eastern nations. We say this edition is no exception. We report on Austria and Germany's new governments, which do not give much hope for a return to democracy and freedom from dictatorial and autocratic measures. And please view our recent Standing Watch program, which I will talk about in a moment. We focus on Italy and perhaps even Israel jumping on the bandwagon of totalitarianism. Wonder whether former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi might return, or that would be some kind of a surprise if he did. and speak on the movement of global tyranny for all nations. Focusing on the United States, we address, among many others, articles, Biden's vaccination mandates, and concerns regarding his mental health. Also something I will address more fully in a few minutes. We address the developments pertaining to Russia and Ukraine, and then we refer to another Standing Watch program in that regard. Speak on America's deteriorating relationship with Israel, and conclude with a stunningly surprising announcement by Biden regarding the prophesied building of the Third Temple, something I have already referred to last time. Now, before we go into the current events in more detail, I also like to quickly jump to the Q&A. And this was put together by Eric Rank with the help of Shana Rank and I believe Dave Harris. And I just want to hit a few highlights here. We're saying here that in this 1,000th version of the update, we have produced enough material to fill a 3,000-page book, 3,000 pages, with well-researched answers to 935 questions, because the original updates didn't have Q&As yet, so about 935 issues ago, we started with regular Q&As. Now, these are Bible studies, so you might think we have answered all the questions there are in the world, but there are still more questions coming, and so we will continue answering whatever questions are being raised in the light of what the Bible has to say. Not what we feel, but what the Bible has to say. And then Mr. Rang is pointing out some interesting Q&As, which have been quite popular. One would be, when should a person be baptized? Another one, when we ask God for healing and are not healed, does this mean that we do not have enough faith? And other articles like, how are we to keep the Sabbath, and so on. The work section, which was also put together by Mr. Harris, he's pointing out that, first of all, quoting from the statement of beliefs about doctrinal foundations, and then what the church's commission is all about. And then he says, the weekly updates are one part among many in accomplishing our responsibility in fulfilling the work of God. 20 years ago, we had to pick up the baton and continue to produce written material, sermonettes and sermons, video presentations, and much more. Simultaneous to our modest beginning, the internet simply seemed to explode with opportunities for us to carry the gospel to the world, which is being done in collaboration with our international affiliates, the Global Church of God, of course in England, the Christian Fellowship, Church of God Christian Fellowship in Canada, Kirche des Ewigen Gottes in Germany, and further associations in Australia and other countries. This includes supporting websites with our material posted in English, German, French, Spanish, and Russian. So if you speak Russian, you can go there. If you speak Spanish, you can go there. If you speak French, you can go there. Same for German. If you don't speak those languages, you still can go there. Yet you can look at how it looks, you know, and of course motivates you perhaps to read a little bit. I studied Latin in school, and I can read a little bit in Spanish, but I don't quite understand much what I'm reading. Anyway, then we give some highlights from our Standing Watch and of Postenstehen programs. The highlights in English would be Netanyahu's announcement of a third temple. We did this several years ago. Still very relevant today. Another one, Russia's persecution of the Jehovah's Witnesses. Still very relevant today. Another one, why is America in so much trouble? Really relevant today. Also, insofar as the Standing Watch program is concerned, which is titled, the newest one, which is titled War Between Russia, America, and Europe Over Ukraine. Now, that's a question which is, of course, on everybody's mind, specifically here in the United States, and all kinds of different opinions as to what's going to happen. In the Standing Watch, we are saying this. Will Russia try to invade Ukraine, as many suggest? Would America and Europe attempt to stop such an invasion with military measures? What did the phone call on December 7 between President Putin and Biden accomplish? Could Germany be persuaded to cut off the Nord Stream 2 pipeline if Russia invaded Ukraine? Does the Bible say anything about a future war between Russia, America, and Europe? And if so, what Ukraine's role would be? Now, it's interesting, these questions are being at least not necessarily all answered, because some of the answers we don't have yet. We have to wait and see what's going to happen. But we are pointing out from the Bible what is clearly revealed. And what is clearly revealed is a fact that the Bible nowhere suggests a war substantial war between Russia and America prior to Christ's return. But it does clearly also suggest a collaboration between Russia and Ukraine against Europe. So this already gives you some hints as to what may happen. Plus which, the Bible also shows that a war is going to break out between Russia, China, other Far Eastern nations on the one hand, and Europe on the other. That's what people don't understand because people don't understand the Bible. But you and I should be able to see it. And then we have other publications presented here, like the New German Sermon. In English it would be, How Did Jesus Look Like as a Man? Some people have all kinds of wrong ideas on that one. And then the sermonette from Mr. Niehoff and the German sermonette also from Christian Mrosek. And then we have the sermon from René Missier. All of that has been referred to in our work section. Now, as I said, I'd like to go back to the current events. And in the summary, I have already referred to some of the things which are happening. But I'd like to go to one article in this current events, which is titled Serious Questions About Biden's Mental Health. In the article, which was actually published by New York Post on December 3, it points out that Biden has been engaged in lots of fabrications of stories which are simply not true, but which he repeats time and again, even to the extent that the White House had to admit that these are fabrications, that they didn't happen. We point out, or the article in the New York Post points out, that he slandered an innocent man in the matter of the death of his first wife and daughter, claiming that the man had been a drunken driver. He was not. There was no suggestion that he was. And police reports at the time suggested that it was probably Mrs. Biden who had been at fault in the accident. Yet Biden spent years alleging that the man drank his lunch before causing the accident. Then there are other episodes showing a rich fantasy life, I'm quoting from the New York Post. On one occasion, he is telling his audience that during the Six-Day War, he had acted as a liaison between Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir and the Egyptian government. Now, when that happened, he was not anywhere near in politics. It says he was finishing number 76 of 85 in law school. He was years away from beginning his Senate career. That's another fantasy, one that Biden keeps repeating. Is it an ordinary lie? Is it a delusion? And there's a lot more. And so the article pleads with the Congress, the House, the Senate, to insist that he is going to have a medical assessment regarding his mental health. Now, we know it's not going to happen. The Democrats don't want to touch this. The Republicans don't want to touch it. Why not? Because if he is found to be incapable of running the office of president, Kamala Harris would take his job. That would be, in the minds of many, even a still far greater disaster, if you could believe that. So, what is the story now with his mental health? Now, this is an important issue. If it would be just an old, senile man suffering from Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, would be one thing. But he is the president of the United States of America. And his friends and his allies and his enemies see all of this. And of course, what it does is the fact that there is no respect any longer for the office. And the reaction is accordingly. When Mr. Biden spoke to Mr. Putin over the situation in Ukraine, it produced absolutely nothing because Mr. Biden is not looked upon seriously. Now, China is threatening the United States over Taiwan, saying if the United States would do anything insofar as China and Taiwan is concerned, I'm reading this from the Washington Free Beacon, then the United States would be attacked by China. Now, they would have never said anything like that when we had prior administrations. But now they think they can say it. They can say it. They can say these things. Now, when it comes to what Mr. Biden has been saying, what the Biden administration has been saying, what the White House has been saying, you almost feel like you have to believe the opposite to what is being said. I'll give you a few examples. First of all, unemployment and recession. There was a spin by the White House that unemployment is really good. However, the figures were not good at all, and important figures were omitted in the final analysis. Now we were told that we have reached an inflation at an all-time high since 1982 and counting. From the Associated Press, prices for U.S. consumers jumped 6.8% in November, compared with a year earlier, as surging costs for food, energy, housing, and other items left Americans enduring their highest annual inflation rate since 1982. Fox News added, consumer prices surged at the fastest pace in nearly four decades. Gasoline is a stunning 58% higher, 58%, than it was a year ago. Food prices have also climbed 6% higher over the year. Used car and truck prices are up 31%. I also read about hotel prices going up, airline tickets going up. And then you have the spin from the Biden administration. Oh, it's just a bump on the road. Well, it's not the bump on the road. There might be a bump someplace else. But you see, the emergency situation is terrible. The economic recovery is going downhill. I mean, there is none. And you can expect things going from bad to worse. The Afghanistan withdrawal was a complete debacle, absolute complete debacle. And the Biden administration was saying it was a great victory. What about the Kyle Rittenhouse situation, where Mr. Biden called him a white supremacist? Nothing, I mean absolutely nothing indicating this at all. What about now the latest frenzy regarding the Smollett's false claim, that hoax, where he kind of invented an attack by Trump supporters on him? These were two black men. They actually painted their face white, and then they were wearing caps saying, you know, Trump is great or something like that. And so the whole idea was like, oh, they attacked him. It was all a complete hoax. He was now convicted. 5 out of 6 counts for lying to the police and all of that. Biden, Harris, immediately jumped on the bandwagon when this was reported originally and, of course, took a side before the facts were even in. And all the left-wingers did the same thing, Pelosi, Schumer, and you just name them. Where's the apology? I haven't heard any. As I'm saying, it's exactly opposite from what they have been saying has been happening. What about the Build Back Better Act, which they want to endorse and kind of enact pretty soon? You've heard Mr. Biden say time and again, the American will not pay $1 for it. It's all being paid for. Is it? We have now the latest announcements by the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office. They said this one will cost America almost $5 trillion. Now that's a big difference from no, $0 to $5 trillion. I mean, how can you possibly come up with these fabricated stories until there's something awfully wrong with a man and those who support him? Jason Smith, who is the ranking member of the House Budget Committee, said in a statement on Friday that the $4.9 trillion Build Back Better Act will bankrupt the economy. Well, the economy is already bankrupt. You know, the trillion debts we have, we can never pay them back. Even the interests are just astronomical. But it will get worse and worse. And we should all understand it's going to get worse and worse. America is going down. We have an administration now, a presidency, which is going to do everything they possibly can to accelerate the downfall of the United States of America. That's the reality. These are the facts. And then we have Fauci. The Ron Paul Institute wrote on December 9 that as Biden's vaccine mandates continue to be smacked down by courts, as the Senate has held a bipartisan vote rejecting mandates, as even Democrats are soaring on vaccine mandates, Fauci was asked in an MSNBC interview whether it might be time to back down a bit. Not at all, was Fauci's response. If people don't take the shots, they must be forced to take the shots, he said. Newsmax added, Fauci says families should ask and maybe require that guests be vaccinated if they come over for holiday celebrations. So you are inviting people over to your home, family members, and you tell them, but please show me your vaccination pass first. Otherwise, you cannot come into my home. Fauci and Biden, the great dividers of the country. Now, Biden was supposed to be the great unifier. I think he has divided the country more than any other president, well, certainly not in my lifetime, has ever done. But here is now the crux of the matter. Fauci has a clone, an alter ego in Germany now. His name is Karl Lauterbach. He is now the German health minister. He is just echoing everything Fauci is saying. He is saying, let me just read it to you, the only protected ones in Germany are those with three vaccinations. Those who are not vaccinated are not protected at all. The Delta and Omicron virus can only be fought with the two pillars of booster shots and mandatory vaccinations. Did you hear that? Mandatory vaccinations. So that's what they want to do. They want to vaccinate the entire country mandatorily. In Austria, they already are doing it. Now, we have members in Austria. That's why I'm bringing this up. We have members in Germany. We have members here in the United States of America. They're all going to be affected by it. In Austria, beginning in February, everybody must be vaccinated. They're going to get a letter with a mail, and in the letter it says, okay, here is your mandatory vaccination requirement, and if you don't do it by a certain date, sometime in February, you have to pay a fine. They start with a certain amount. They will increase the amount. It can go up to 3,000 euros for one violation. Now we have members in Austria. Germany is planning something similar. They have already started now announcing that all those who are working in the medical field have to be vaccinated. We have members, at least three I know of, probably more, who are working in the medical field. They have to be doing it by March 20 or March 15. They have serious problems with that. But if they don't do it, they will be either fined, or if they continue to do it, they may lose their jobs. Lauterbach, you know, Fauci's clone, said this, the imposition of fines is unavoidable. If someone does not pay, the fines will have to be increased considerably. He also spoke in favor of vaccine mandates for teachers and for nursery schools employees. Kids. Kids have been outside in the cold during school hours. And the Biden administration was saying, no problem. I was told by our members in Germany that the kids over there have to be taught in rooms with open windows, get the fresh air. It's so freezing cold, they are sitting there with winter clothes on, sometimes with gloves on. That's the way how they are being taught in Germany. What an awful, dirty, rotten shame that is. And it seems to be nothing is happening about it. You know, you read about these things, and of course, you know, unless you understand that our own members are affected by it, you might not quite see the seriousness of the situation. Now, here in the United States of America, a good decision came out by a court saying, at least at this point, that those who are contractors to the federal government cannot be forced to get vaccinated. But that's, of course, only a preliminary injunction by court. You don't know what's going to happen once it's appealed. The same was also decided regarding medical personnel, that you cannot force them to get vaccinated. But it's all pending. Another one was that employees, private employers, you know, cannot force, according to Biden, employees, if there are more than 100 employees, to get vaccinated. But another attempt to stop the vaccination mandate for federal employees, no court wanted to touch that so far. So anyhow, it's going to end up with the Supreme Court, and with the Supreme Court, you never know what they're going to do. You just don't know. So let's not forget that what we are seeing here is nothing but a further development towards a global dictatorship. That's what it is. It's a global dictatorship. And no country is going to be excluded, whether it's the United States of America, whether it's Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Israel, Europe. They all are going to be under that sort of dictatorship. And they're all being prepared, as I said, time and again. They all are being prepared for the ultimate dictatorship of the beast power in Europe, in Germany, in Austria. I mean, when you see what's already happening in Austria right now, and you don't see the parallel to what was happening under Nazi Germany, I don't know how blind you got to be. You see, and the point is this. Let me also say that. Austria has been very good in trying to claim that they have been the innocent victims at the time when Hitler took over. Oh, they were just being occupied by Hitler. No, they invited him over. Catholic priests from the pulpit have invited Hitler to come and bring us back into the Reich. So let's not make the mistake of thinking that the Austrians were all these innocent victims. No, they were completely, totally in the forefront of what was happening, as they are now, as the first country in Europe, now already doing mandatory vaccinations for everyone. First country, but others will follow. Germany will follow with that left-wing government they have now. So that's very clear. And of course, here in this country, we'll have to see how that's going. If Biden has his say, yes, everybody would be vaccinated. If you would follow Fauci's nonsense, everybody would be mandatorily vaccinated. That's where we are going. That's what we are seeing. And I found very interesting that Brian Williams, you know, who was the longtime NBC news broadcaster, he just stepped down, just retired. He ended his last show with the following warning. And I'd like to read that to you. I'm not a liberal or a conservative. I am an institutionalist. I believe in this place and in my love of my country. But the darkness of the edge of town has spread to the main roads and highways and neighborhoods. It is now at the local bar, at the bowling alley, the school board, the grocery store, and it must be acknowledged and answered for. Grown men and women who swore an oath to our Constitution, elected by their constituents, possessing the kinds of college degrees I would only dream of, have decided to join the mob and become something they are not, while hoping we somehow forget who they are. They have decided to burn it all down with us inside. That should scare you to no end as much as it scares an aging volunteer fireman. The reality is, though, I will wake up tomorrow in the America of the year 2021, a nation unrecognizable to those who came before us and fought to protect it. Now, that should be a clear-cut warning to the ears of all. However, that warning will fall on deaf ears of many. Before I close, I'd like to also talk about a little bit the situation with Ukraine and Russia. I mean, Russia is pushing it, no question about it. He is pushing it, they are pushing it, Putin is pushing it, and he's wanting to see what America is going to do and what Europe is going to do. The Ukrainians have just pleaded with the Europeans to intervene militarily. They don't seem to have trust and confidence anymore in America. Biden has just declared that he ruled out sending forces to Ukraine. I mean, what about that as a poker player, putting everything on the table, telling Putin already, do what you want to do. We are not going to intervene militarily. Europe won't either at this point. But you see, that's how serious the situation is, and Putin knows exactly what he can do, and China knows exactly what they can do, and nobody there to stop him at this point. Nobody. It will change. The situation will drastically change. The beast power will arrive in Europe. It's not going to be the new German chancellor, I can guarantee you that, but somebody will arrive in Austria or Germany. In the Bible terminology, both of these countries are one nation anyhow. And then you have the final and last revival of the ancient Roman Empire. And once that beast power is there, and once the beast is there, the Great Tribulation will start shortly thereafter. The Great Tribulation. This can happen so quick now. It says in the book of Daniel that the beast will be troubled by rumors from the Far East. And that's when that war will start between the Far Eastern nations and Europe. But that will be after Europe has attacked and conquered the United States of America and Great Britain. Do we have 20 more years to do update 2000? I don't know. You don't know. I hope not. I hope things will accelerate and drastically speed up. But it's all up to God. In the meantime, we have to do what we need to do. But let's not forget, time is getting short, and it can be happening already as early as next year. Who knows? Again, we don't know. Nobody really knows, but God the Father will make that decision when he says the time is right. And let me also say this. We still have a duty to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of God and all the world as a witness. That's what the Bible says, because after that, the end will come. Looking at the responses we receive from the United States of America and looking at the responses we receive from Europe, there is no doubt in my mind that the focus is on Europe right now, in God's mind, that that's where the gospel needs to be preached. And of course, we are preaching it here too, no question about it. We're not going to stop. And we are getting still people who are responding. However, as Mr. Armstrong has said, he believes that the gospel, insofar as the United States and Canada is concerned, has been preached. Has been preached. Doesn't mean he wanted to be stopped, but he was emphasizing other nations, especially Europe. You know, it is interesting to me that that's where the developments are really occurring. Yes, United States going down, but at the same time, the power which is really going to take over the world is going to be in Europe. And not that we are trying to put ourselves on a golden plate right now. That's not the point. But let me just say, because I'm pretty much in touch with what's going on over there in Germany, there is no one, and I mean no one, who is doing remotely what we are doing. It's just a fact. All the credit goes to God. But what I'm saying is we have to continue what we are doing, because God will hold us responsible, as I point out in the editorial. We have to do it. We have no choice. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes, you know, to say these kind of things are very tough. The latest in a watch program in Germany, where I talked about the coming dictatorship, a doctor wrote me, I don't know what kind of a doctor he is, and he said to me, you have been very gracious insofar as what's going on here. You could have said an awful lot more. Yes, I could have, and probably I will. You know, but this is already sufficient for people to see what is happening over there. And so the responses show that. People are really getting afraid. They're getting nervous. They understand that time is really short, but they don't know in what way. They don't necessarily believe the Bible, or they most probably don't even know anything about the Bible, but they understand something is happening in Germany right now which has not happened since World War II. They see that. The Austrians see that. Another big demonstration is happening right now as we speak in Austria. Thousands of people on the street demonstrating against the vaccination requirements. Now, they focus on the vaccination requirements, but we should think in terms of what other requirements, what other dictatorial measures are the governments trying to impose on the people. There's all kinds of stuff they probably have already figured out. Now you have to be awake of that and aware and pray to God to have this close relationship that God is protecting us, our members over there in Germany and Austria and other places here in the United States, that God is protecting us so that we don't have to deal with situations which would violate our conscience, because if we do that, that's also sinful. Can't do that either. So that's where we are. That's where we continue to act and report and warn and tell you what's happening, hopefully to your benefit, and hopefully, insofar as you're concerned, for your enrichment in your spiritual life.